And wrapping up a great talk with young racer Austin Hill. If people want to see more about him, how can they follow him throughout the year? And Austin Hill Racing, what should they do?
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at _ Austin Hill Race or Austin Hill. And then you can also follow us. I have a website. It's www.austinhillracer.com. So for anything, I got my bio on there. I got stuff like that. If you need any requests or anything like that, I think there's a link you can go on and comment on there to if you have any questions or anything like that. So those are the two main ones that I normally deal with. So those two are the ones that you need to be looking at.
We want to thank Austin for the great talk, and good luck to him in Atlanta and the rest of the year. And next up, a young driver, a 19-year-old in the Xfinity Series with NASCAR, Brandon Jones, another Georgia native. He raced five races last year in the Xfinity Series. He's with Richard Childress Racing. He's in the number 33 Camaro full-time this year. So big things expected, maybe Rookie of the Year. He had a great start at Daytona last week, so just great to talk with Brandon Jones here, and he's in a great mood after what happened at Daytona with a real good finish.
Especially coming off of Daytona with the top 10, I was just worried about getting out of that place alive, man, and to be able to do that, get a top 10 for those 33 boys was definitely a great start to the season.
Yeah, I love the Xfinity Series. It's a great mix of the young drivers and a lot of veterans, one step below the Cup Series. And I just kind of ask Brandon how he's going to make his way each week and stay on the track and contend.
Absolutely. So I think what's something really cool about Xfinity is, like in Atlanta this coming weekend, we're going to have, pretty sure Kyle Busch is going to be in the race, Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski. There's going to be a lot of huge big name truck drivers in this race, so this is gonna, I think, really give us a pretty good, kind of understanding of kind of where we're at compared to the top competition in the sport and where we need to improve and stuff. And I think it's gonna give me an opportunity to kind of watch them out on the racetrack. If we can get behind them or something and follow them a little bit, then pick up on little things that they may be doing to make themselves better or vice versa.
Continuing on with Brandon, I ask him of the veteran drivers who he kind of looks up to, or maybe he's tried to pattern himself after a little bit.
Really, all of RCR drivers and crew guys have been a huge help just to start our season here at Daytona. I got to run a couple races with them last year, and they were always right there at the car. As soon as I'd get out, they would ask if I get any questions, and don't be scared to come over and see them. So they were a big help from that standpoint, and they always kind of keep an eye out on me and would give me advice if they saw if I was doing something that I could fix or help. They would always be right there. So pretty cool for all those guys to be right there at my disposal.
Yeah, you got some good crew chiefs and some good crew there at RCR. Do they ever ask, how often do they ask for your opinion, or how involved are you in with the setup or, getting ready of the car each weekend?
Absolutely. We actually do a pretty big competition meeting, I'll have my say in a lot of things, and we'll kind of debrief on what we just kind of encountered that race before. So, there's a lot of involvement from my side, not so much on call a mechanical call on the race car, but I can, help Mike Hill and my crew chief give them a direction on where to go as far as, the setup and the direction of where the car's going.
And I ask Brandon about his goals for the year, especially with a great finish to start out the year. And, he may be in the back of his mind that Rookie of the Year trophy wouldn't look too bad in his house.
Heck yeah, man. That'd be a great goal. I think definitely get Rookie of the Year is on, the number one thing. I think that'll definitely be accomplishable for our team or whatever. And I think trying to make this new chase format that Xfinity just introduced, I think we're going to have a good shot at making a couple of rounds of it at least, But I want to say that I'm going to be, in the last couple, you know, maybe not, you know, overall win it. I know it's going to be a pretty stiff competition at some of these tracks that we go to, but I still think we're going to be able to compete with them in battle inside that top 10.
We're looking ahead a little bit, but I asked Brandon. It's really he's taking it on a race by race basis, especially since he's so young.
Absolutely, I mean that's where you start. You started getting the 10th place finishes and worked your way to 5th, you know, 2nd, and eventually the last one that did was getting the first place. So that's our main goal. If we get a first place, then we're locked into that chase format. So that'll be a goal on some of the racetracks that I've been to a couple of times.
Sure. And wrapping up with Brandon, just great to talk with him. He's really an up-and-coming possible star on the NASCAR circuit. And I ask him how fans can follow what he's doing and learn more about him.
I am. You know, I've got Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's actually all linked to BrandonJonesRacing.com. And they can go there and click on all the links, and you can take you right to them.
Thanks to Brandon, and thanks to Austin for coming on this special edition of Conversation Corner. Also, our partner here at the network, Amazon.com. Do all your shopping on Amazon. Go to ModernLifePodcastNetwork.com/Amazon, and then do your shopping, and it helps support the studio and all the shows that it brings you here at the Modern Life Podcast Network. Also, Two Thumbs Up Media, TwoThumbsUpMedia.com, the internet and broadcast directory where you can discover new shows to listen to, and it's just a lot of fun to get on there and search around. So, Big NASCAR talk this weekend, Conversation Corner with Austin Hill and Brandon Jones. And you've been listening to Conversation Corner, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.